Chapter 7. The Supreme Self is indeed smaller than small, within the heart, kindled like fire, endowed with all forms. For him, all this is food. Within him, all creatures are woven. That Supreme Self is free from sin, free from age, from death and grief, from hunger and thirst, imagining nothing but what it ought to imagine, and desiring nothing but what it ought to desire. He is the highest, the master of all beings, the guardian of all, the boundary keeping all things apart in their right places. He is the Supreme Self, the Lord. He is indeed all the various deities. And he it is who abides in the fire, in the heart, and in the sun. They are one and the same. To thee, who art this, endowed with all forms, settled in the space, my adoration. Now follow the impediments in the way of knowledge, O King. The impediment is indeed the origin of the net of bewilderment, and the fact that one who is worthy of heaven lives with those who are not worthy of heaven. That is it. Though they have been told that there is a grove before them, they cling to a small shrub. There are some who are always merry, always abroad, always begging, always making a living by handiwork, and others who are begging in towns, performing sacrifices for those who are not allowed to offer sacrifices, who make pupils of the non-meritorious ones, who seem to be learned and know the sacred books, and others who are wicked, who use bad language, and others who wish to entice by the jugglery of false arguments, mere comparisons and paralogisms, the believers in the literary meaning of Veda, but not its true import. With all these, one should not live together. They are clearly thieves and unworthy of heaven. And thus it is said, the world unsettled by the paralogisms of the denial of Supreme Self, by false comparisons and arguments, does not know what is the difference between literary Veda and philosophy, knowledge. Let false science not be attempted, for it is said, widely opposed and divergent are these two, the one known as false knowledge, the other as knowledge. I, Yama, believe Nachiketas to be possessed by a desire for knowledge. Even many pleasures do not move thee. He who knows at the same time both the imperfect, sacrifice and so on, and the perfect knowledge of the Supreme Self. He crosses death by means of the imperfect and obtains immortality by means of the perfect knowledge. Those who are wrapped up in the midst of imperfect knowledge, fancying themselves alone as wise and learned, they wander about floundering and deceived, like the blind led by the blind.